Michael, before we look ahead to Sunday's Ulster clash with Emmyvale, I assume at the start of the season the aim would have been to get your hands on the Donegal Junior Championship. You managed to do that with a 4-point win over Letterkenny Gaels a couple of weeks ago. That was a special day for the club.
Yeah, that was a brilliant day. Like, after the disappointment of, you know, having two teams losing last year, to go back, it's not easy to go back at that, and to get two teams winning that day was great. And obviously, you know, the first team winning, that means we moved to intermediate for next year as well, which is great for our club. And, you know, going back to the start of the season, actually probably competing in the league was our very first game. The championship seemed a long way away, and felt we had a good league campaign too. So that helped us get into championship.
Yeah, and in the lead up to the final against Gaels, you touched on it there. There was a lot of talk about maybe using that hurt from being beaten in a couple of recent finals. Do you think that was a driving factor in getting your hands on the county title?
It was always part of the background of the year, I suppose. Right, we didn't actually talk about it that much, but like, you can't avoid something like that as well. It is there, and it does hurt. There was a lot of hurt after last year, and it definitely, you know, I think it made us go back and train even harder, push even harder during the year. And then, you know, when it comes to the final, then you know you can really back yourself, and you know you've worked hard for it, and you know at that stage then you just give it your best shot on the day.
That's it. Well, I suppose that day is a bit of a distant memory at this stage. You're back in action in the Ulster Junior quarterfinal on Sunday against Emmyvale of County Monaghan. How have the last couple of weeks been in terms of preparation for this one?
Yeah, well, it seemed like there was very little time to celebrate, and you kind of move on to the quarterfinal straight away. And you know the lads have trained really hard for this again. Get right back at it. They've been pushing. There's boys, you know, maybe that didn't even play in the final, who were part of the reserve squad. You know, they've also been training really hard. So there's a good panel of players there, and they're all looking forward to. They're all looking forward to Sunday. We were training last night. It was battering down the rain, you know, the end of October. But it's brilliant to be out in the training pitch at this time of year. And they're pushing really hard in training, and that's the most important bit.
That's it. So the next task is Emmyvale of County Monaghan, junior champions there. I suppose at junior level it might be a wee bit difficult to get the information needed to do a bit of research. What kind of side are you expecting to come up against on Sunday?
Yeah, well, we saw their final, the Monaghan final, and they were very impressive. Actually, they have good players all over the pitch. They really are a really good side. So it's going to be a real challenge for us. But, you know, we focus on ourselves more than the opposition as well. You know, we've looked at them, and it's without any doubt it's going to be tough. But you know, we have to back ourselves too, and we've done that kind of throughout the league, throughout the championship, and so we'll not get too distracted by them. You know,
we all saw the journey that Niamh Padraig and Shaheen went on last year on their way to an All Ireland final. Does that give us a wee bit of confidence knowing that the Donegal champions more than held their own in the national junior scene last year?
Yeah, and to be honest, like we're really not looking past Emmyvale. Like, we know they're such a good side that we, you know, it has to be one game at a time. You know, that's somewhere in the background. But if you look too far ahead, you know, you lose what's right in front of you. And the most important bit for us is Emmyvale at the minute, and we're not really thinking beyond that.
Yeah. Squad-wise for Sunday, how are you looking? Do you have a full bill of health to choose from?
Hopefully, there's a couple of lads maybe struggling a little bit, but hopefully we'll be okay. We'll see now over the next day or two. Padraig Doherty's not available, for he's away at the minute, so he is. John O'Callaghan's a longer-term injury. He's not available either. But outside that, hopefully we'll have everyone else.
And finally, Michael, with the monkey off your back in terms of getting that county title in the bag, it's important for your team to enjoy this venture into the unknown.
Well, without a doubt, absolutely. I think you've got to enjoy all of it. Like, you know, even training last night, the rain's pouring down. But it's brilliant to be there. It's brilliant to be doing that. You could be sitting at home with your feet up. It's much better to be out on the pitch and getting stuck into these sort of days.
Karen Donnell manager Michael O'Donnell, thanks very much for chatting to us, and the very best of luck on Sunday, all right?
Thank you very much.